News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After taking a suspect into custody today, the investigation into the fatal killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is still ongoing. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the announcement comes after the FBI released images from surveillance cameras at Utah Valley University and video last night showing the suspect running across the rooftop and jumping off after the shooting. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
It was really after that video was released that all of this started moving into motion. We were told by sources that, of course, while they had some names, they hadn't at that point identified somebody and didn't know where he was. And obviously, we're able to use the public to identify him and, of course, a family member, which we heard in that press conference.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response and they received 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication anyone beyond Robinson was involved in the killing. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedwiski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students. Nedwiski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol Tuesday. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickle.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and summery today with a high near 83. For tonight, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a mild night with lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, a lingering shower or storm possible in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 85. Currently, it's 73.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of the program. So a reporter asked Trump to comment on this drone attack of Poland by Russia. You know, this clear violation of the NATO border. And Trump, again, basically told us all that Vladimir Putin owns him. That he is Putin's poodle. He is Putin's little boy. He said, well, it could have been a mistake, but hopefully it's going to come to an end. Yeah. Like Putin's like some force of nature that Trump just can't stop, right? Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister of Poland, invoked Article 4 of the NATO treaty. He said, this situation brings us the closest we have been to open conflict since World War II. And that's true. And very troubling. And by the way, this is not NATO's Mark Rutte, or Root. I'm not sure how his name is pronounced, R-U-T-T-E. He just held a briefing on this, and he said numerous Russian drones violated Polish airspace. He said this is the largest concentration of violations of NATO airspace that we have ever seen. He said, but it is not an isolated incident. He said there have been similar incidents in Romania, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. He says, quote, Russia's recklessness in the air along our eastern flank is increasing in frequency. And so they launched a new mission, a new program called Eastern Sentry to, quote, bolster our posture even further along the eastern flank. So serious stuff going on in Europe, you know, the possibility of world war. Or at least a war in Europe. And, Trump is on Fox News calling liberals evil. It's really shocking to see a president of the United States who is obviously owned by a dictator of a foreign country and is scared to death to call this guy out. Donald Trump is apparently as afraid of Vladimir Putin as he is of Ghislaine Maxwell. It's pathetic. So, what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Bonnie in Garden City, Michigan. Hey, Bonnie, what's up?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and I love you. You're fantastic.
But? usually when people start out that way, there's a butt coming.
I've got to turn the TV down.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I watch you every day.
Thank you. So what did you call about?
I'm not that smart, but I went to CVS, and I have United Healthcare. I got RSVP, COVID, flu, and shingles all in one day.
Whoa!
Yeah, my arm kind of hurt.
Yeah, I can imagine. That shingles shot will knock you on your butt. At least it did me.
Oh, it didn't me. It just hurt really bad.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to tell you that in Michigan, it's
you can still get
Detroit.
The shot. Yeah.
I can still get the shot.
Well, yeah. That's good to know, Bonnie. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us, and it's nice to hear from you. Thank you so much. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi. You had a caller earlier in the week that took a look at those revisions to the jobs and was trying to claim that Biden had seen 9,000 jobs removed, plus he was adding the 818,000 jobs.
From the previous year, the revision yeah. for the previous. Yeah, every year there's one of these revisions, and they're typically a lot of jobs. I mean, there was a good piece about this on NPR this morning about how difficult it is to figure this all out, because 6 million people a week either lose or get a job. I mean, that's so dynamic.
This thing is called the QCEW, Quarterly Census Employment and Wages. That thing, I've never heard it talked about previous to when Joe Biden was trying to get a second term. That was my first of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is it starts in April, and every month after April, it gives you a number. It's an estimated number. It's not something that has any real numbers backing it up.
Right.
And for last year, they started out with, they were estimating that, it was undercut by roughly 240,000. And they did that for 3 months in a row. And then in August, that's when they came up with the big number of, we screwed up. We actually miscounted the jobs by 818,000.
You're talking August of last year or August of this year?
August of last year,
okay.
Just before the election, when it mattered the most.
Right.
So when people are calling up and trying to claim that they fixed the numbers for Biden, that actually is absolutely false, because what it did is, because they were miscounting the numbers and saying that Biden was seeing something like 240,000 extra, then in August they came along and said that, it's actually a negative 18. That stopped the Fed. Now, miraculously, this is it was lucky for the Republicans. It stopped the Fed from cutting the Fed rate,
right,
because job numbers were worse than they were showing in the number in this QCEW. So, and if you were if you believed in the deep state, you would say that they did that on purpose to hurt Joe Biden, because all of a sudden they take a matrix that no one's ever heard of. At least I had never heard of it before. I know they do revisions, but not this particular QCEW.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the website right now, and again, they changed the numbers from Biden seeing 250,000 per month for 4 months in a row, and then they decided they got smart and said, we made a mistake. It was actually a negative 818. And then in February, this last February, they revised the number again and said it was only 598,000 that was overcounted.
Hmm.
So the number actually went down, but the media didn't report that.
Right.
Because if it had dropped to five.
So to summarize all this in plain English, Larry.
The bias was against the Democrats again, and it was in favor of the clown.
Although he's pissing and moaning about it right now. I mean, he's very upset with he fired the head of the BLS, and he's trying to put a toady in there.
Well, we're going to have a final report on these job numbers, and it's coming in the next month, I believe, and then we will know if the number has shrunk or if it has gained. And I'm betting that what's happening is the reason why it dropped from 818 down to 500 and something is because Donald Trump is losing jobs.
Yeah.
And the number is going to get worse this next time around.
Oh, I think so. I think we're sliding into a recession.
That, that guy that tried to claim that, it was 7 million jobs, 700, that guy that called up, he was lying, number one. He didn't get his facts straight. He didn't know what he was talking about. And it's just a normal Republican response to anything.
Yeah.
They start off with blatant bald-faced lies.
Okay. Larry, thank you. You always bring the goods. It's great to hear from you. Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend right after this. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Now, this is interesting. MSNBC is reporting that next week Bob Kennedy is going to tell us that there's 25 American kids who died from the COVID shot. Oh, God. Here it begins. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Your free ticket Friday keyword is season. S-E-A-S-O-N, season.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Quietlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
We were told we could all rise, just work and toe the line. One job, bought a house and dreams, now two can't even buy time. They sold us tax breaks wrapped in lies, said it's freedom when we bleed, while they loot every pocket and wash the middle class recede. They called it trickle down, but nothing ever flowed, just a golden road to ruin, and we walked it all alone. The biggest con of the last century, now unmasked. They took our future, sold it off for stocks and gas, while we were working double shift just survive the blast. They rewrote the rules and laughed behind a billionaire's mask. They ran the debt up sky high, said sorry we're broke, but still found cash for bombs and yachts and oil soaked smoke. They blame the hungry and the sick for all.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good. A little cold, but other than that.
Yeah, morning, right. It's afternoon, I know. Anyway, I was calling about the, heard the conversations last week about what guys on, called up for D.C. and such, what they're not getting. And one of the main things they don't get for less than 30 days is family separation allowance, which is $250 a month. Mm-hmm. But there is a DOD policy, and it's in the DOD financial military record, or anyways, DOD FMR. They can apply to get additional pay while they're deployed if what they're making while deployed is less than what they're making in the civilian world. Mm. And that is one of the items of pay that is not paid if you're deployed for less than 30 days. They can't even apply for it.
So this is why Trump is doing 29-day deployments?
Well, there's that. They don't accrue leave, family separation pay. There's a lot of things you don't get when you're under 29, when you're under 30 days.
Right.
But yeah, that's one of the big ones there. They can't get the it's called differential pay.
Yeah.
And like I say, if they don't accrue leave, so anytime you come off deployment, you can cash in leave if it's more than 30, you know, it's 30 days or more. But they can't do that because they don't accrue leave.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's screwing them up, down, and sideways.
That's unfortunate. That's so unfortunate. There was a piece, I think it was in the Washington Post a couple of days ago, about how morale among the guard guys in D.C. is just, you know, in the crapper. You know, they just feel like, you know, what am I doing here? And they're out, you know, picking up trash and stuff because, I mean, policing and soldiering are really two completely different things. Mike, thanks for the call.
Going back to basic training.
There you go. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Tim, in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, it's your weekly call to tell us liberals how terrible we are. What's on your mind today?
Well, that's exactly right. You owe everybody an apology. You are such a disgrace. You have a position of power where you're spewing hatred out to the masses in the crackpot.
What did I say that was hatred?
They're listening. I mean, you call Trump fascist. You call him evil. He's none of those things.
I didn't call him evil. I said he's a fascist. Yes. How is that hatred? That's a literal definition. I mean, you can look it up in the dictionary.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't think that putting masked secret police on the streets is fascism?
Secret police. They're taking illegal immigrants.
They are not identified. They are secret. I mean, that's the definition of secret police. You don't know who they are. You can't hold them accountable if they abuse you. You know, Tim, if one of those guys with a mask on had dragged you out of your car and beat you up, you would have no way to go after him. You'd have no way to sue him.
I should expect that.
Well, they've done this to a number of American citizens.
Illegal has no right to be in the United States.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with whether or not Donald Trump is a fascist. It's, you know, if you're going to accuse me of saying things that shouldn't be said, you've got to tell me what they are. Calling Trump a fascist is not one of them. You've got scholars of fascism who are calling Trump a fascist.
Okay, whatever. But the liberals are so perfect. They're socialists. You got Mondani.
I never said liberals are perfect. What's your beef with Mondani? Is he you don't like him because what? He's Muslim and he's got brown skin,
communist.
Right? He's not a communist.
He's also a communist.
He's not a communist. Tim, you are doing what you're accusing me of. You're using a slur to describe somebody. There's not a single Democrat in America who's advocating communism.
And your people.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you when you were talking over me.
They're going to listen to you, and they're going to do something terrible. But you know what? You want a civil war, you're going to get a civil war.
Yeah.
And we ain't forgetting. You've woken up a lot of people.
Yeah, Tim, if you're gonna be threatening me, you're gonna seriously reconsider taking your calls. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stick around. Anything goes weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson is warning town boards of a scam. Several town chairpersons report their names are being used in emails and text messages to board members asking for money. The messages are not legitimate and no money should be sent.
Homecoming week is currently underway at the Weston School District. Homecoming is early this year at Weston. Molly Kasten is the district administrator of Weston Schools.
We had previously had our plan for homecoming as, I think it was October 17th. And this summer, the WIAA changed the 8-man football schedule, and October 17th was no longer a game. And so we had to adjust. You know, when you co-op, you have to share the home games. And so there was a limited number, and so the only date we had available was September 12th. So our second week of school, we have homecoming.
During the week, there are various activities being held for students to show their school spirit, including different dress-up days each day. Friday and Saturday, there will also be a full slate of events.
Friday, we will have our parade in Cazenovia again this year at 2:30. And then the game that night is at 5:30. Our pork feed for the FFA is before that from 4 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. And at 4:30 is our distinguished alumni induction, and that's at the school. And the Silver Eagle Foundation is hosting an alumni social at Hillpoint Hideaway at 8 o'clock, which is hopefully after the game. And then the next day on Saturday at 8 o'clock is our homecoming dance.
Friday night's football game will feature Waniwak Weston taking on Monticello in 8-player action. Enjoy the activities and support the sports teams during homecoming week at the Weston School District.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and summery today with a high near 83. For tonight, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a mild night with lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, a lingering shower or storm possible in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 85. Currently, it's 76.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joseph Pecky.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jane is back, and we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
All of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/school or text Hartman with two N's to 511-511. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Michelle in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hi. Yes, thank you, sir. I just wanted to make a point about them taking away Kamala Harris's security team,
right,
for her protection, right, just recently, right, just before this happened, and but his desperate use for war,
you still there, Michelle? You just vanished
in West Palm Beach.
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you vanished for a minute. It's okay.
The prisons here in West Palm Beach, Trump had a hand in building them, makes money off of the prisoners that are put in, the population, just as of, I noticed they don't speak of Chrome down there in Homestead. That's another immigration camp that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But he's making money off of all of this. He helps build them. He all his friends make money through that, just like when they did the war. He can't wait to use his hand in war. Anything he can do to, like, make use of these guns and hurting us. But from war, he's making so much money, as well as already that he has, and I hope they come after him for how he's making money off of the government being there.
I knew that George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, ended up the head of the Carlyle Group, which is a major defense contractor, and I know that, you know, the GEO Group and some of these other private prison companies kick back enormous amounts of money to Republican politicians, presumably including Trump. But I don't believe that Donald Trump has been building, frankly, anything. I think most of what he has been doing for the last couple of decades is just branding. He licenses his name to hotels that are actually owned and run by other people. So,
you don't think he makes money off of the prison population?
I don't.
I believe he actually...
It wouldn't surprise me, but I've never seen any evidence of it.
Did you notice the guy that just got shot, this guy, the other day? He had three M's. White people should marry, mate, and mortgage. And the other thing is we need more prisons. This is what he was saying.
Yeah.
More prisoners. More prisoners, excuse me.
Yeah.
These are
common.
They're not lucratizing off of putting people in prison?
Well, you know, like I said, I think that they are benefiting from it in the private
the food
prison
and
companies.
The, from the everything.
Yeah, I just don't think Trump is in that business, but I think that he and the entire Republican Party are getting money from the companies that are in that business. That's my bottom line. Michelle, thanks for the call. Corey in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I originally called. I was going to have two corrections, which I could actually do in a couple sentences, but while I was on hold, I just found something that's just... something I want to tell you for a long time, and it's just like it's far more important about how Trump could spend 15 years in prison for what he's doing to Harvard. But can I just do the two corrections real quickly?
Sure.
One was a few weeks ago you were saying that Oregon fully legalized drugs, and they only decriminalized them. The difference between decriminalization and full legalization is if they were legal, addicts could go into Walgreens or Bartels and buy pure unadulterated heroin or cocaine.
Good point.
Or
they decriminalized possession of small amounts. Yeah, you're right.
So
and now they've walked that back.
That's why decriminalization doesn't work. It's just the addicts are still forced to buy the adulterated toxic products from the black market.
Yeah, I get it.
And another one was, I think you said one time hemp is a distant cousin of marijuana. They're the exact same plant. Hemp farmers have to destroy 20% of their crop because they test above 0.3% THC. So if they're 0.31, according to the government, that's marijuana. But you can't go into any marijuana store and buy marijuana that's 0.31% THC.
Huh. Okay. The genus and species are the same for both plants.
Cannabis sativa L. That's hemp, and that's marijuana. There's also a marijuana cannabis indica and cannabis ruderalis.
Right.
The cannabis indica is a more short, squatty one, but it's not. Hemp is tall. That's what we use for fibers. And cannabis sativa, I mean, the marijuana, that grows really tall, too.
Yeah.
But, they're the exact same plant. But the cool thing is, I don't know if you're familiar with 18 U.S. Codes, section mark 227. It affects the president, and it says, I'm reading this right off the internet, whoever being a covered government in person with the intent to influence solely on the basis of partisan political affiliation and employment decision or employment practice of any private entity takes or withholds or offers or threatens to take or withhold an official act, influences or offers or threatens to influence the official act of another, shall be fined under the title or imprisoned for not more than 15 years or both, and may be disqualified from holding office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Harvard is a private entity, and when he's attacking him for DEI, if that's an employment practice, he can't. There's nothing, a damn thing he can do about it. They want to do DEI, that's up to them. And if he interferes with that, he can be fined and go to prison for up to 15 years.
So here's the problem, Corey. How do you get that into and through the courts, given what?
Well, it's already a law.
I know, but Trump. The Hatch Act is a law too, but Trump, routinely violates it, and it's a 2 years in prison law. But, Trump is out there in front of the White House with Teslas saying, go buy a car.
I blame the Supreme Court because two words not appearing anywhere in the Constitution are presidential and immunity.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But somehow they think that's, they're giving him powers that he doesn't have. Like all the DOGE, which I call dismantling of government essentials, Presidents don't have any, their sole responsibility is to enforce the laws, whether it's spending or whatever, that Congress passes. He has no authority to go in there, this is too expensive, I'm going to lay off all these employees and stuff like that. The Constitution says exactly who he can hire. I figure those should be the same people he can fire.
Yeah, the problem is the six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court have said that the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. What matters is what Donald Trump wants.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I mean, that's the world we're in now.
Timothy, that idiot that just called a few minutes ago, that he calls them illegals. The only illegals of undocumented immigrants are the ones that commit a criminal offense. Crossing the border is not a criminal offense. It's a civil offense. But according to the Supreme Law of the Land, or the treaty, like the Geneva Conventions, they have every right. They can legally cross the border anywhere, anytime they want. And they stay if they're claiming asylum. And if they claim asylum, they can cross it anywhere and anytime they want, and they have up to a year to claim asylum in the States. The only one, illegals are the ones that actually commit a criminal offense, and undocumented immigrants dilute crime. They commit crimes at a far fewer rate than citizens do.
That's true. Yeah, all absolutely right. Corey, thank you. Good stuff. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
I got a response from a few people, starting with that despicable caller a few calls back. What was his name? Tim?
Conservative from Wisconsin, yeah.
From Wisconsin. Now, hear this. Last time I recall, speaking an absolute truth wasn't anything hateful.
Well, that was the point I was trying to make. Trump is a fascist.
Well, yeah, and you're basing that based on his behavior. It's on audio. It's on video. It's his rhetoric. I mean, you ain't going to call him zippity-doo-dah. So come on. Let's cut the nonsense here. I mean, the thing is that this is what we critique. We've always been consistent when it comes to our advocacy against violence. Yes. And I even posted on my social media that what was done to Charlie Kirk, however despicable, however controversial, however outrageous his rhetoric and hate may have been, it is still criminal and an injustice of what was done to him, because you think about his wife, and especially think about his children, who are much too young and innocent to understand the dynamics of that.
I completely agree, and you know, they're just there.
If
should
I
be.
Can I say something about?
Michael, I'm out of time. If you got a quick one here, I'll give you 5 seconds.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, you tone down the rhetoric and tell your people to tone it down. Yeah. We've been down this rabbit hole before, and that's what I have to say.
There you go. Okay, thank you very much. It is 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK. Text fees may apply.
Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand.
Welcome back 9 minutes before the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. Steve in Rockwood, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, have you noticed that the people that get the most upset when you use the word fascist are the quickest to use the words communist and socialist?
It is kind of ironic, isn't it? I mean, I wouldn't, if I was actually advocating communism, I wouldn't have a problem with being called a communist. It's just that I don't know anybody. I mean, I used to, back in college, you know, long ago and far away, I used to know people who were big fans of communism, but I haven't known anybody who was actually in favor of communism in at least 40 years.
Yeah. So what I wanted to talk about was we've all seen the chart where productivity increases and wages increased with it right up until about 1980. And then productivity continues up and wages continued flatlined.
Correct.
And we were taught when we were kids that, productivity is going to reach a point where we're only going to have to work 3 days a week and everything is going to be beautiful. And
yes, the Jetsons.
Yes, and of course that was a lie, and my thing, what I wanted to say is that if that had happened, if we had gotten wages had increased with productivity, we have powers that be to thank for not making the more pollution in this world, because that's what people spend their money on, is more pollution. And I have a real world example of it. In the early 2000s, I noticed a lot of my neighbors were buying pig pickups. Mm-hmm. And Countrywide came through my neighborhood with Spanish-speaking salesmen to get people to buy these, horrible loans, and telling them that, hey, you'll have an extra $300, $400 every month. You can go buy a truck. Everybody on my street that bought a truck by 2010 had lost their house.
Whoa.
Because they got these, these loans, and they went out and bought trucks, and they bought cars, and they bought, all kinds of stuff. And, because they had that extra money. Sure. And people do that. When they have more money, they don't keep their same lifestyle. They want a bigger car and a bigger truck.
Sure.
And so we have the powers that be that suppressed wages starting in 1980 to thank for the environment to not be more screwed up than it already is.
Yeah, well said, Steve. Well said. And that was the original sin. It was Reagan's war on labor unions, which caused wages to flatten out and productivity to continue to rise. Spot on. Steve, thank you. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, when President Biden had expanded the PACT Act, you know, for many more who could receive benefits for presumptive Agent Orange exposure, well, right. He never included those of us in the Cold War. And many of us had served in Korea, which there's a couple bases there that, like the first one, if for proof, it was in a May 24th, 2011 Business Insider by Robert Johnson. U.S. veterans say they were ordered to bury 250 barrels of toxic Agent Orange on a Korean base in 1978. That
really?
Base was Camp Carroll.
Wow.
And the report released from the commanding general of the 8th Army Korea confirmed the internment of a large number of herbicides, pesticides, and solvents at the camp in...
Have you talked to your member of Congress about this, Dave?
I've tried.
Yeah.
You know, but and that they've confirmed toxic dioxin was found in the Camp Carroll soil.
Yeah.
Now, the second one, I happen to have been at this base, and this is from KBS World, written in the Korean way of doing it, 2020-5/18,
mm-hmm.
titled Serious Contamination from Former U.S. Base in Chuncheon Camp Page, Korea. And lastly, this is the most recent one. And all of these guys were in same time I was. You know, then this one is a home front here. This one is from the KFF Health News and Military magazine, whatever, and by Hannah Norman and Patricia Kime, published April 29, 2024, titled Exposed to Agent Orange at U.S. Bases, Veterans Face Cancer Without VA Compensation.
So is anything, nothing is being done about this, Dave? Is that your point?
No, because we're not out, you know, we're not part of the PACT Act.
Right. Also, you're old enough that you're starting to die off, so politicians may think, well, this isn't a constituency that I have to worry about.
We've always been shortchanged, Tom, but this Fort Ord case there, these people, they've got the same maladies that the Vietnam veterans had gotten.
Yeah.
You know, like this... gentlemen, if you do pick up on that story, you know, the guys, you know, they're saying that, you know, now they got, you know, cancers and stuff that they didn't deserve,
yep.
You know, that they, all kinds of stuff, but you know,
it's
I'm
nasty
not just
stuff.
Speaking for myself,
nasty
I'm
stuff.
Speaking for my brothers and sisters who all served in
I got
the
it.
War.
I got it. Dave, thank you. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verdi, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program and in our chat room and all kinds of cool things that people do here. And thank you to you for spreading the good word and for getting out there and getting active. Tag you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I will catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There's so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox identifying Tyler Robinson as the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We got him.
Authorities tracked the suspect's movements at Utah Valley University with images and in a video release showing a person running across a rooftop after the shooting. The governor says a family member of the 22-year-old reached out to a family friend who then contacted authorities about Robinson. And in Washington, Utah, neighbors of the suspect are now speaking out.
As Tyler Robinson was growing up, Kristen Schwerman says she knew him well. She lives only three doors down from the Robinson family and was a custodian at his elementary school.
He was very quiet.
She says he did very well in school and scored high on the ACT test. She thinks social media changed him.
I think a lot of it's mental health problems we have.
ABC's Alex Stone. The FBI says it also located a gun near the campus. This is ABC News.
We bring